Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine, you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
It hasn't been forgotten, Joe.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with me on the air and the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. You need to be part of the solution, by the way. Okay? You become part of the solution by getting informed. Go get informed. Head over to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com, because you know what happens now? Really, Michael will give you 30 to 70% off, Michael Lindell, if you use the promo code Joe. It's a way for me to make a few bucks. It's a way for you to save a few bucks. And look, the holidays are coming. You're going to wait? You're going to wait for the first week of December, second week of December? You know, some of your relatives are going to come in at Thanksgiving. And guess what? They're not going to be able to... they're not going to be able to come back for Christmas, so nail them now. Give them what you want to give them. Bless them now. Do you know what I'm saying? Pillows, pillowcases, sheets, mattress covers. I think we've got everything from the slippers to the pillows to the pillowcases to the sheets to the towels. I like the towels a lot. You know, guys don't say stuff like that. I like the towels a lot, though. Seriously. Mike Lindell, MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. Support somebody that supports you. Support somebody who's actually fighting and putting his money up for the same causes that you're for. Really that simple. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure. All right. The libs of TikTok. God, it doesn't get any better than this. Here's a white guy. I would love to put this up. I just don't have the time to... Here's a white guy telling you how white people should be exterminated. Take a listen. Listen carefully.
Seeing as melanin-deficient Europeans created whiteness in order to enslave Africans and commit wholesale genocide, yeah, whiteness needs to end. Seeing as...
This guy's IQ is going to be 3. And if a teacher taught him this, the teacher needs to be fired. Europeans created whiteness. I kind of think they were born with the white skin. What do you think? I'm just guessing here, right? And so they created whiteness according to this brain surgeon so that they can hold down the African community, right, and commit genocide on them. That's why they did it. The fact that the I don't even want to do this. Just put it this way. The fact that blacks were enslaving blacks were selling blacks long before we came along. The fact that white folks were slaves long before the black folks were slaves. Get your history right. And again, if you're teaching the wrong stuff, you don't deserve to be teaching. You don't deserve to be anywhere near children. It's really that simple. You know what it is they're afraid of? Remember who started this whole thing? They conveniently forget this. During the days of Jim Crow, it was illegal to teach a black person how to read or write. Why do you think that was? You think it was just because they just didn't want them to know how to read or write? No, it's because they knew that once that black person knew what their rights were, could read their rights, could spew them back to a judge or whoever, they might be able to get out of the trouble they were in or the situation they were in. Think about that. Give that some serious consideration. It was the Democrats who didn't want to educate them. It was the Democrats who didn't want them to know what their freedoms were about. Didn't want them to learn how to read. Not us. Not the Republicans. And definitely not the Christians. I always loved that. Yes, them white nationalist Christians. You mean the ones that actually taught them how to read? Schooled them? Hid them? You mean those? I'm asking for a friend. All right, let's get back to the George Floyd thing. The craziest part of the Derek Chauvin story is that it's been confirmed, and we knew this. We knew this back then. We talked about this. Right? It's been confirmed that prosecutors faced extreme pressure to charge Chauvin. Several attorneys opposed charging the other three. Officers, they withdrew from the case. Attorneys withdrew from the case for ethical reasons. They called it a legal lynching. Right? Court docs now reveal about the extreme pressure. Now, according to the deposition of a former Hennepin County prosecutor, the county's medical examiner told her on a phone call that there was no... Ready for this? Are you ready? There was no medical indications of asphyxia or strangulation. No. None. Zippo. Niente. But we got afraid of the crowds now. We had to build this up. See, I was never one of those deep state, dark kind of, I don't know, whatever they call them. But when you have this from the coroner's office, when you have this from the prosecutors, I told you eventually this dam was going to crack. You cannot squeeze these people. It's like squeezing Jell-O. You can't keep squeezing these people to lie, to cover up, before it starts to crack. And there were many people of ethnic backgrounds, black, brown, people of color. They're now coming forward and saying, this was all wrong. This was bad. Talk about this more in a little bit. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel he was on.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. It's the way we win. We win when you guys make this work that way. Anyhow, you know, we were talking earlier about how Oregon did away with its competency testing. Kids aren't going to have to, when they graduate high school, they won't have to have any kind of competency in some of these areas. I find this interesting. right? So they won't need to demonstrate any basic competency in reading, writing, or math in order to graduate for at least 5 more years, right? Because according to education officials, such requirements are unnecessary, disproportionately harm students of color. God, if that isn't racist or bigoted or whatever, I don't know what is. And you know what's really funny about it? A lot of times, it's white people saying this. Seriously. It's white people. Think what they're saying. This student has no clue at all in math or reading or whatever. I just sit there scratching my head. One person said at some point, these Oregon diplomas are going to end up looking more like participation trophies. Because what does it mean? See, the diploma says you went through high school, you got the points you needed to graduate, that you should be proficient in reading and mathematics at the 12th grade level. You know, all these things. Now, if you've got 2 brain cells at work, you're going to stop and go, well, wait a minute. This ain't right. Not going to, no. You don't have any skills, I know. No wonder you can't file. And they say stuff like, well, you don't have to worry about it anymore because a word processor does your, you know, fixes your spelling. Now your grammar. So you'll be able to speak to it. It'll do its own paragraphing and everything, right? Kids still need how to do it. You know, I wasn't for a while, but now I'm more of a proponent for cursive. Computer's not always going to work. Your phone's not always going to work. Sometimes you have to write a quick note to somebody. What's wrong with learning cursive? Now, they had hundreds of people that submitted comments opposing the move, urging the board to reinstate the standards. But they weren't interested. Anyway, we hurt the kids, we hurt the kids, we keep hurting the kids, and then what do? We hurt the kids some more. This is really never going to stop. Until you and I and others like us get up and don't let them get away with it. In any way, shape, manner, or form. Anyway. Always, I don't believe any of this. The new poll is out right now. Somebody just sent this to me. You want me to believe this, okay? The tight race between Trump, Biden, and RFK, Cornel West, all of these guys starting to tighten up. Cornel West? For real? Yeah, I don't think so. According to Suffolk University, USA Today poll, well, there you go. 37% of registered voters said that they would support Biden. 36% said they would support Trump. I already know that's wrong. However, independent presidential candidates, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and Cornel West, also garnered significant support, 13 and 4% respectively. Cornel West, what are you doing? Right, the support for Kennedy came largely from independent voters. They say he grew large support from Republicans and not so much from Democrats. Yeah, I'm not buying it. Really, he just came out and made a comment that he would support reparations. That is going to take a big chunk, even on some of those Republicans that were thinking about voting for him. Enough of this stuff. Enough of the craziness, the money. I mean, do they think the money will never stop? Come on, let that sink in for a second. Do you think so? Where do they think the money comes from? How much of it? You know, I always love when people say, yeah, the government's got all the money. Oh, what money? What money do you suggest that they have? In a recent poll, another poll, government officials in Congress and the White House could handle that. Challenges facing the nation, a meager 4% had confidence they could do that. 32% had some confidence. Overwhelming number of voters said they had either very little or no confidence at all. Oh, God. 61%. Bill, the Congress can't, they have no confidence in Congress or the White House can fix any of these challenges. A whopping 71% said that they felt that the country was on the wrong track, and only 17% said it was heading in the right track. 12% had no clue where we were. How could you not? You go to the supermarket. You go all these places. You don't know. You really don't know. Wow. I'm sorry. Are you that disconnected, not paying attention or not caring? Right? No, come on, sir. I'm asking you to think it through. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Use your brain. Get involved. Get engaged. I talked about this a little bit earlier because I find it amusing more than anything. 50 Cent, the rapper, he went off on Joe Biden on social media. He blasted the president for taking another beach vacation. This guy taking more vacations in the short time he's been in office than the last five presidents. Go look it up. You got things coming unglued at home, things coming unglued in the Middle East. He's not running anything. You have to know that. Not at this point. 50 Cent said, hey, Joe, get the blank up. We're in trouble, man. He said that to a post that was put up of Biden hits the beach with the Middle East Congress in chaos. The follow-up post is some screenshots, an article heading said that 50 Cent flames Biden, the rapper, we got some real crap going on out there. And Joe's at the beach trying to get a tan. I'm glad you're seeing it. Right? And of course, many conservative, you know, they got in there and they let him, they agreed with the rapper. Pictures of Joe under an umbrella with his wife just hanging out the beach. Seriously? Yeah. Good leader, huh? Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The White House is asking Israel to hold off on a ground invasion of the Gaza Strip while it works to free hostages held by Palestinian militants.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken told CBS's Face the Nation,
"But in terms of what we're talking to Israel about in their, with regard to their military operations, it really is focused on both how they do it and how best to achieve the results that they seek."
The administration reportedly not asking Israel to cancel any invasion. It just wants more time. I'm Corey Myers.
Two Israeli women held hostage were released earlier today. In September, close to 270,000 unauthorized immigrants were apprehended while crossing the southern border, marking the highest monthly figure ever recorded among these 18 individuals whose names appeared on the terror watch list. Dave Collins, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. I always appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. All right. I mean, I'm not a celebrity kind of guy, but I got to tell you, though, again, having people like 50 Cent step up and a few others to open their mouths. I mean, he went off on Joe Biden. And, he wants to know why Joe's hanging out at the beach when the world's falling apart around us. Right? And matter of fact, they have pictures of Joe, God, sleeping on the beach. It's just amazing. And, you know, when you start to see some of these people who usually aren't involved, who usually aren't paying attention, all of a sudden step up, it's a whole big difference, isn't it? Because they affect a lot of people. He went on to say he has a question for Joe Biden. I know it's what everybody's thinking. Right? He said, speaking truth, making America great again, spokesman Carol, I can't pronounce her name. Now, the White House deputy spokesman Andrew Bates, he pushed back against the criticism, saying, hey, as has been the case for a better part of the century, presidents can execute the full range of their duties from anywhere in the world, whether war zone or 100 miles from the White House in Delaware. Bates went on to tell the news source that Biden works long hours every day. He does not. They shut his day down sometimes at 11 o'clock in the morning, where he's got nothing else on the schedule. It's a line of crap. People don't know it. There are many from within now that have left or are leaking. They're leaking out that the man's in bed by 8:30, for God's sakes. You know, it's amazing how they're willing to, you know, it's one thing to cover something up when it comes to national security. It's another thing altogether when you're covering for a guy who can't get the job done, and probably to a big degree doesn't even know he's got the he's in the job. You know, there's stories out there about, presidents that have done some really, really, really extremely stupid stuff, right? And they hide those things from people, mostly because they truly thought it was an issue of national security. Look at Roosevelt. They hid the fact that he was in a wheelchair. They hid the fact that a big fact that he had a disease that he had for the longest time. Because they felt that he would look weak. Right? Richard Nixon. My God, they found him several times. Running down the halls in his PJs. Well, not running, but bouncing around the halls in his PJs. Drunk out of his mind. Telling people to nuke Russia. And then he would get up the next day, you know, this is, these are stories from, Secret Service agents. Then he would get up the next morning, call his chief of staff, and say, holy Jesus, you didn't do what I told you to do, right? I know, we knew you were drunk. Of course, we didn't bomb Russia. So we've seen these kind of cover-ups before. That's a whole different animal. Well, Joe Biden was sleeping on the beach, friends of mine. And others, trying to get back from Israel, couldn't. Well, they couldn't get... Let me rephrase that. They couldn't get back with help from America, from the U.S. They got back with the help from Canada. Yeah, let that sink in. Our own government couldn't get planes, couldn't do anything to get people out of there. And the ones that were going to get out of there, they were going to charge $400-some-odd a piece to get them to a country where they could get back from there. Wouldn't take them all the way home. Why would that be? Anyway, we blow all this money on illegal aliens coming over the border. We blow all this money putting them up in hotels. We give them money every month now. Yeah, when they're here, they get money every month. Who said that was okay? And yet we leave our vets in the street. We don't put our vets up anywhere. People, none of this makes any sense. None of it. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Again, get involved, get engaged, get informed. It's that simple. Some presidents who had all their faculties working... Yeah, could easily make this happen from anywhere. I'm on board with that. I get it. I believe it. But now you got these guys coming forward, and I love this. You know, some of these rappers, a lot of them, were criminals. Changed your life. They did well, then they changed their life. Okay, great. Good for them. But 50 Cent went on. He didn't just stop there. He went after then go to a zero bail in Los Angeles. He said, crime's going to be out of control. You guys are nuts. Now, again, thug turned rapper, not doing the right thing, you know, paying his taxes and all that other stuff. He went off on a zero bail policy. Now, that was adopted way back during COVID-19, I guess. It wasn't a reduced crowding in prisons. Oh, my God. So... let's go ahead and allow, right, battery and all kinds of other stuff, stealing cars and everything else, to go with zero bail because we don't want anybody to catch COVID-19. They were going out of their way trying to give it to each other. Once he read this, he went on record saying L.A. is now finished. You think it's bad now? Wait to see how bad it gets here shortly. This is a candy shop for these thugs at this point. All they're going to do is get a ticket and have to show up maybe someday, sometime. Critics say the policy, which came back in May, it ended in July of 2022. But crimes, they've been spiking all around the city. And not just the city, they've been spiking everywhere. You would understand. I mean, we have more people being shot at, stabbed, assaulted, robbed, beaten. These are the real victims. And the numbers are staggering on the zero bail. Recent study showed that suspects released without bail reoffend 70% more often than those who posted bail. They were rearrested 163% more. Suspects released without bail were also accused of three times as many violent crimes. Well, you got nothing to stop you. That, you might as well not have the police. Right? I mean, it was Governor Gavin Newsom who pushed to end cash bail. What do you think he was going to get out of that? I guess he got what he was looking for, right? He's got more crime. He's got an increase in crime, increase in chaos. Probably has less cops that want to come on board. Just amazing. I mean, I'm not the smartest guy in the room. And this makes no sense. All right, what else we got here? God bless. Never going to stop. And these guys don't care. Now, there are veterans, a veterans nonprofit is now helping hundreds of Americans that the U.S. left stranded in Israel to get home. By the way, thanks for sending this to me. I appreciate it. You know, the Special Operations Association of America, SOA, which is based out of D.C., has been working out of Tel Aviv to assist stranded citizens. Now, they're working to identify and reach Americans who are still stranded amid Israel's war. The operation is being conducted by veteran volunteers. Why isn't the U.S. doing this? Why aren't you using our military money to get us out of here? Makes no sense. We get all this money being thrown all over the place. Makes no sense. Now, Biden, on the ceasefire deal, he says, you know, we should have those hostages released first. Then we can sit down and talk to them about a ceasefire. Right. And by that time, everything will be forwarded, fortified. They'll have more tunnels. Oh, yeah, it'll work out great. Show me your house. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution, right? So you're no longer part of the problem. Be part of the solution, please. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with us. I do appreciate the time you get involved. I do appreciate the time that you're just there, you know, with us. Anyway, you know, to show you how much these people don't care about you. We really, truly don't care. you can't make this stuff up. The New York Times has decided, they have rehired. I had to make sure I got this right. I'll have to make sure. They've rehired the journalist who praised Hitler. And they're trying to defend the reason behind it. Now, the Times rehired freelance videographer, yeah, I know, huh? Easy for you to say. Videographer Solomon Hidji as part of his coverage of the Israel-Hamas war. Now, the pro-Israel media watchdog Honest Reporting shed light on Hidji, whose work had been featured by the Times in 2018 and 21. Now, they pointed to a post in Facebook in 2012, how great, and the post read, "How great you are." It was Hitler in Arabic, right? Shared a photo of himself with a caption translated to either, "I'm in tune like Hitler during the Holocaust," or "in a state of harmony as Hitler was during the Holocaust." I mean, seriously. And he was basically referring to how watching the Jews get demolished like that was exciting. And that maybe Hitler was right in doing it. I mean, how do you even think that? How do you give that any thought whatsoever? Just beyond me. But the New York Times originally fired him and just rehired him. Let that sink in. Israeli ambassador to the UN, Gilad Erdan, he said, "We all saw how the New York Times immediately parroted Hamas lies regarding the hospital and still refused to retract these fabrications." Everybody now admits, right, that the Jews did not bomb that hospital. They have video of the rocket going astray. What kind of sense does this make? Any? To anyone? Come on, really? 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Representative Rashida Tlaib, another peach. She triples down on Hamas's hospital narrative. Now, again, remember, it's been debunked. This is not Joe saying it isn't true. This is most of the major sources, including the AP and others, saying, no, it's not true. Washington Post said, no, it's not true. I love it. And they don't care. The truth doesn't matter. The only thing that matters to these people is they get the crowds riled up. They get the crowds ginned up, as we say. And she owes an apology to the Israelis over the Gaza hospital statement. You know, here in this country, they want to start throwing people in jail for these kind of statements that aren't true and cause problems. She tripled down on Hamas's narrative that Israel was behind last week's explosion at the Gaza hospital. The media outlets and third-party analysis have raised doubts about the claims and evidence offered by both Israel and Gaza Ministry of Health. She went on to say, "And I agree with the United Nations that an independent investigation is necessary. I cannot uncritically accept Israel's denials of responsibility, especially in light of the confirmation from the World Health Organization that Israel has bombed numerous medical facilities in Gaza." Yeah, I'm sorry, the World Health Organization, WHO, the same ones who gave us all that misinformation about COVID, really? Those are the people you're listening to? Okay, got it. She continued that both Israel and the United States governments have long documented histories of misleading the public about wars and war crimes, like last year's Israel military assassination of Shireen Abu, yeah, him too, and the false claims of weapons of mass destruction that led our country into the Iraqi war. And it can't clear themselves of responsibilities without an independent international investigation. Right, because that's where we need to be now, right? 30 years later. That's exactly what we need to be focusing on, isn't it? We need to cease fire to save innocent lives. Wow. Okay, sure. She condemned Israel after it was first reported that Israel airstrike killed hundreds of Palestinians. Well, they had to fire back, right? Israel just bombed the Baptist, killing 500 Palestinians. Right? Doctors, children, patients. Just like that, Tlaib wrote. This is what happens when you refuse to facilitate a ceasefire and help de-escalate your war. See, these people take an oath to protect this country. She's not looking to protect this country. AOC's not looking to protect this country. Omar's not looking to protect this country. Or to stand up for the concept. They're not. They want to use it when they think it's the right thing to use or they can get away with it. But they're not interested. Seriously. You know, when you think about how this was covered, how it's been covered, right from the beginning, the hilarious thing about this, or the funny thing about whatever, right from the beginning, there's been misinformation that they've locked onto. They seem to love this stuff. I don't get it. I don't get why we let them get away with it. All right, back at home. You guys probably already heard this, but I'm just loving this. Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee, she's officially banned woke terminology. Well, thank God. Anything that she's deemed anti-woman got to come out of state documents. They're using nonsense words to erase women and girls. More importantly, to erase our voices and experiences. Huckabee said that at a press conference today that we're taking a stand against woke nonsense. Wow. Her in Florida, huh? It's the left that decided that women is a dirty word. It's the left that decided that we needed to toss out basic biology and basic grammar along with it. The Republican governor's executive order will ban a number of all sorts of ridiculous words from the state government. We are all here to say enough. Enough trying to erase women and girls. Enough denying our biological differences from men. Enough of craziness. Think about it. They want to wipe out God. They want to wipe out family. They want to wipe out boys and girls. They want to change all the terminology as much as they can to make sure it's totally gender neutral. This is not normal. It is not natural. You cannot be a we or they as a pronoun. Or us. You can't be. Unless you want to change the English language. Now, if you want to change the English language, that's a different story. We're all here to say enough. Enough trying to race women and girls. I loved it. Sanders said in the recent days that women have taken a backseat to political correctness. No more. I agree with her. Stop it. Get in there. Get the fight going. The science is clear and real. There are things only women can do. Like, like perform the miracle of birth, she said. Government should not reject language that ignores, undermines, and erases women. Government should celebrate gender distinctions between men and women and not erase them. Now, the order, this is the part I like. The order bans phrases like human milk, birth giver, chest feeder. Agencies will be required to use terms like breast milk, birth mom, and breastfeeding. I love it. Right? Rather than pregnant people, pregnant person, we're going to use pregnant woman, pregnant mom. We're not going to use chest feeding, we're going to use breastfeeding. Right? Rather than body fed, person fed, we're going to use breastfed. Rather than, I'm loving these. Sorry, I got to go through these. Rather than human milk, we're going to use breast milk. Birthing person? No. Birth mom. Laboring person? Nope. Birth mom. Rather than menstruating person, or menstruating people, we're going to use woman. Period. Rather than birth giver, we're going to use woman. Rather than womixen, whatever, we're going to use women. I mean, about time. Right, get back to normality. It is all inclusive. You don't want to be a woman, we won't call you one. How's that? You don't want to be a man, we won't call you a man. That'll probably be pretty easy to do. Anyway, God bless, guys. Have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid. Seriously. Right, I want you back here with me tomorrow. We've got a lot to discuss, a lot to talk about. Remember, tomorrow night, Brad Akis will join us. Joe Messina, your host. You've been listening to the Joe Messina Show on the Genesis Communication Network. Don't go far.